Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Today, I want to talk about something that's been brewing in my mind a little bit. We've mentioned them before, but sometimes I try to put context around facts that are well known so that people understand, like, the impact of these facts and these actions. And today I want to talk about BlackRock and the like, these big investment firms, and just where they have really dropped off the cliff, and maybe in a way that will help you understand more so. These investment firms, I've mentioned in previous episodes, have been highly politically active, and that's not what they should ever be. So this is the type of investment firm that, because it's making decisions on what should be in some index fund and the like, because those building up retirements and organizations with their investments do not watch the market closely, they are controlling hundreds of millions and billions, and even in some arguments, I think maybe even over a trillion of dollars worth of investments. So what these companies, and particularly BlackRock, will do that is so bad is that they will give ultimatums to boards of companies as to what they must do and a stance they must take, or they will be taken off an index or the like. And this is so horrible, because think, who has a fiduciary duty to a particular company? Who has a particular duty to make good decisions? It's the board of that company. And to threaten the board members of what could happen if they decide not to recommend them anymore, BlackRock decides not to recommend that board's company anymore, or to bring it down as far as where, what indexes it might be. Now you're no longer talking, can this company perform? But instead, again, you're bringing politics into free enterprise for whatever reason. And you have just totally screwed up the idea of, even index funding has its problems. Don't get me wrong philosophically, but and then people, you can find out major disagreements with it. But the idea that someone should be monitoring for and letting investors know about good companies and bad companies, that's one thing. But it is entirely different to then instead, through threat, in essence, stand in for the board. So think about that. When they hold this, hey, we can always, you know, that we have so many investors, and this centralization of these investments is a really, really bad situation, because it turns out if they are not going to be moral about this, well, you know, while acting as, while feigning as though they're being very, very moral and only for morality's sake, they can end up controlling not just the investments, but all those companies, in essence, at least on big decisions. And people go, you can't affect that many things. Well, with all of this narrative intolerance, with all of this opinion intolerance, and even just neutrality intolerance, because we're now to, if you're neutral, if you're not for us, you're against us. With these wildly central control World Economic Forum elite empowering type ideas. If you're not with us, you're against us. So even neutrality is often not allowed. Like, you must take this narrative on affirmatively. If you do not do it, then we will take you off the index. What are you doing, making a company have a political stand? They're not even political experts, nor should they be, nor should any particular company, not in the political news and commentary business, have to say as a collective what their political approach is. And that really takes away from the freedom that is free market. That's the awful thing. So in the past, I've always said prior to 2020, you want tolerance, free market's going to give you tolerance. If anything, it's just going to mean, hey, whatever. I mean, it's very libertarian in that sense. Okay, man, whatever. Just come spend your money at our place. Come spend your money using our services or our products. You know, in that regard, free enterprise in its greatest sense, without being scared or coerced by government or other entities, is the ultimate, oh, hey, man, I'm neutral. I don't care. You got some money? Let me just show you what I got. I mean, as far as I care to know or need to know, are you interested in my product? If so, I'll give you the sales pitch and you can buy it. And then we'll both be happy. And I don't really care what else is going on because it's not my business. And when we make it our business and then our business and then our business, 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 and then the politics become more important than simply the effectivity of the product, the efficiency of the market, then we start to go down the path of we're going to lose the efficiency of the market because those that might be giving the greatest efficiency in price and effectiveness, if they don't involve themselves in the political situation, then they're out of the market because of the bullying. And so this BlackRock type of idea is a way for more just central control that actually screams market destruction. These types of things where you must agree with the narrative. You know, for a long time, I was scared of China. And against a truly free market, I'm just not in many ways. Now, I will say that against a truly free market, which we don't unfortunately have because we've created so many, in essence, I'm not trying to get biblical, just more of a descriptive, money changer scenarios. You know, the lack of any kind of reserve that has to be, you know, in banks. The idea that you can trade short so much and have such large in institutional investing that you can make massive amounts of money in both directions. And almost, I mean, you can't lead the price. You can't necessarily steer the price, but you're not very far from it. Not real far from it. And basically, every single day of the market is taking away wealth from the average consumer because the institutional investors have so much more leverage at any given moment and so much more ability and experience and focused effort at any given moment. Every single day, the inexperienced investor invest as a collective. They are losing wealth to the banks. So as bad as much of our system is, free enterprise is always going to have a better distribution of resources. In free enterprise, without all the stuff that happened since 2020, where suddenly we have to shut down everything and we call our nurses and our doctors essential, but we don't bother to extend that designation to our supply chain people, even though the supply chain people do not have to be around people. Literally, the container was last in port 3 weeks ago. I think you can unload it. Literally, you're running giant equipment to move the containers. It's not like 100 people are crowded around trying to lift them within 3 feet of each other. Not how that works, not how any of it works. So once these narratives become more important than even just the idea of neutrality in business, then you get created. I mean, there are other things too, just the general idea of a centralized economy, obviously, which the United States and other allegedly Western and freedom-loving countries have certainly embraced very much a centralized economy in many, many ways. But they're still not as bad as, say, China. So China and their absolute squashing of opinion, I can't help but imagine that as much of a, you know, best and brightest they could have with that population, and even with maybe a better educational system, but certainly a more economically efficient education system, with that kind of suppression on the creativity of the mind, the beautiful creativity of the human mind individually and collectively, you just are not going to get to those solutions. The problem is, of course, on our end, that when these beautiful solutions start, but then the bigger companies that get so much favoritism through policies and an overactive and proactive government, these big companies then just snatch up the truly grassroots creative entrepreneurs with incredible ideas that would be their championed ideas. That's their thing. Instead, the champion ideas just go into a collection, a library of potential products among many. And so they don't get championed necessarily. They don't skyrocket and revolutionize at the pace that they might be if they weren't so much of the time just swallowed up by the bigger company. So again, the related thought is there are CEOs, I'm sorry, there are boards. They have a fiduciary duty to do what's right for the company in the best interest of the company. And all of those individual decisions are what's important. Go listen to iPencil. It's also a perfect example of the miracle of the free market and how the neutrality of it, the individual choice of it, is what gets us there without any central command in the most efficient way, without anybody having to know a large percentage of the market or even guess at it. Only very small decisions from moment to moment or week to week or month to month are needed in order for the market to be efficient when everything's flowing right. And so that iPencil, I say go listen to it because it is an episode I have where it's just a reading. It is just an incredible read and so always applicable in these times of supply chain this, supply chain that. What's going on now? Oh, no, we don't want you to be able to fertilize your own land. Now, I have problems with some fertilization, don't get me wrong, because sometimes I don't believe in the chemicals. I mean, go listen to my glyphosate episode, my Roundup episode from my first year or so of having a podcast. But it's the central, you know, we're going to shut down this farm for now, we're going to have climate lockdowns. Again, the narrative over free market. The free market is going to deliver the most efficient product, all things being equal, no favoritism given, no subsidization given. And every time you add more subsidization, it better be wise subsidization because you have just skewed the market. Now, and boards the same way. They need to have the free decisions. The hundreds and thousands and millions of individual board decisions looking at the interest of that company. And while some of you can certainly say evil can occur from the corporate sense, now just imagine if you now centralize that control to a very few, a BlackRock who is bullying all these companies if they don't go along with what BlackRock believes to be the right vision for the world policy-wise and politics-wise. In essence, then, BlackRock and their board is really, for big decisions, able to now step in and be board members for whatever companies they feel like stepping into, because they're basically threatening these boards, do it or else. because they have so much power, does BlackRock. They're controlling so many dollars of investment. This is why BlackRock, it's really bad that any firm like this is delving over and dipping their toe in, let alone gleefully splashing about in the pool of activism. When you have that, you are now creating yet another pivot of centralized control that can coordinate with others that would have the same bullying policy. And so to that end, then, I really love, and I've been thinking about talking about this, but I happen to see an article that's trending about Arizona Treasure divesting from BlackRock. Good. The CEO, and I think I've covered him in other podcasts because his name rings a bell, Fink. truly appropriate name. Arizona State Treasurer Kimberly Yee shared in a statement Thursday that her office has made significant divestments from investment company BlackRock following concerns that CEO Larry Fink was using the company to spread his political beliefs. This is December 8th, 2022, so yesterday as I speak, early on the morning of the 9th. The Arizona Treasury has received many questions, comments, and concerns in the past few months regarding BlackRock, as several states have recently announced they are no longer investing with BlackRock. We will continue to fight back against the dangerous path of companies pushing their social issues and wokeism inside of the investment space and return to traditional money management that puts people first. At the beginning of this year, I led in the national divestment effort to remove any exposure we had with BlackRock. In February of 2022, my office divested more than $543 million from BlackRock money market funds and reduced our direct exposure to BlackRock by 97% this year. Now, I guarantee you, people are going to make this political in the opposite way because they're just so easy to control. They'll say, this is a company trying to spread responsibility and save the planet, quote unquote. And therefore, they'll say, you're just being partisan about this. And you're really missing the big picture. The big picture is, again, and constantly that part of the populace that is really politically naive does miss the big picture. It's the freedom that allows us to get to wise choices as a collective. It is not bullying. When bullying gets us to allegedly, you know, societal choices, then a bunch of other bullies join in the bullying. You have to always and forever fight against central attempts at bullying and control, because that's all that does is feed more of it. And so because, unfortunately, I mean, I'm a libertarian, but and I know that Republicans often fail the mark, but when one of the two sides understands, yeah, but guys, we can't centrally control this. This is going to lead to a bad thing. Unfortunately, almost inherently, when it's not a libertarian, which is never at the political office level because we never get any candidates actually elected almost, at the political office level, it is a Republican, which then makes it partisan, and the folks who are ready to respond to anything, imagine it's only about partisanship. Guys, just this is so easy when you're trying to understand whether a viewpoint, I've mentioned this before, is reasonable. Flip the viewpoint. Okay, liberals, hello, think about it. Just think, what if the investment firm was actively against and against climate policy and made sure that any CEOs and that were expressing climate policy or any boards that were expressing climate policy were threatened to be taken off of the index, were threatened to be downgraded, were threatened to be divested in the sense of how much investment does BlackRock have in their company with all the dollars that they manage. Well, doesn't that sound incredibly wrong? And so when we get to that, it's like the commonality is the freedom. And when you don't understand if you just flip it in the other direction, would it sound wrong? Well, then you're really missing the point. And that's why you have to eventually come to, of course it's going to sound wrong in some directions. Since when should a CEO of a company, just because he now has the resources to bully unknown numbers of boards, exercise that and have it be okay? That is the epitome of too much exercise and control in the hands of too few. And I'll say it again, I said it many times, it's so ironic to me that the evils of central control by business people can be ignored so happily and without any pause by the same side that is supposed to be against big business and big business decisions and corporatism and so on. And I'm not even saying they're wrong about that. I mean, the corporation is an interesting entity, isn't it? The incentives do lead to interesting results, right? But It's just ironic that given that, BlackRock will be absolutely insulated from many of the from the left of any criticism because they're, quote, for saving the world. So that's what I have for you now, is just this interesting idea. And just the incredible warning, and yay for State Treasurer Yee. You should call your state treasurer going, listen, I want the boards to decide make their own decisions. That's literally their duty. You literally have a board for that purpose. Let corporations make the decisions for their own health. Let businesses make the decisions for their own health. And rise or fall based on those decisions. Don't let someone who's trying to be politically active, if you want to give them the most credit, I mean, you know, the least criticism, the best benefit of the doubt, don't let him just push his decisions under threat to any particular board that he wants to now, in essence, control on major opinions. If you don't invest more in clean energy, we're going to take you off the index. If your suppliers are not more clean energy based or clean energy green certified, we're going to take you off the index. Well, that is you standing in for an entire board, a duly elected by shareholder board. Do you understand that? That is so incredibly damaging. And I couldn't be more happy with this Arizona state treasurer. The rest of the states need to do that very thing. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. Nah. I generally don't schedule my posts out, although when I've had a particularly productive day or two or three, I will put them out. But it's not like I'll put them a week out. So you're going to get this probably not much later than the 10th. So we still got time. You still got 2 weeks. All right, folks, have a good one. Be safe.